The federal court has found a newspaper columnist guilty of breaching the Racial Discrimination Act over two articles written in 2009. The case was brought by nine fair-skinned Aborigines who cheered as the decision was announced. Andrew Bolt argued that his article should be protected by free speech provisions. Sarah Dingle reports.
In 2009, Andrew Bolt published two columns, titled It's So Hip to Be Black and White is the New Black. In them, the columnist named a number of prominent Indigenous Australians of mixed ancestry. Some of those named were so offended, they joined a group of nine led by activist Pat Eatock to sue Andrew Bolt and his employer, the Herald and Weekly Times. The plaintiffs claimed the columns questioned the motives of fair-skinned Indigenous people, implying they identified as Aborigines for financial gain. Today, Federal Court Justice Bromberg upheld their complaints, finding Andrew Bolt had breached the Racial Discrimination Act. He said, "I am satisfied that fair-skinned Aboriginal people, or some of them, were reasonably likely to have been offended, insulted, humiliated or intimidated by the imputations conveyed by the newspaper articles." Artist and plaintiff Bindi Cole was one of those named in the columns. She spoke to ABC Melbourne.
"I mean, I'm a bit overwhelmed at the moment, and I guess I'm just so grateful and so thankful and so pleased that this is the outcome. For me, it was about two things, about having the right to identify who I am by my own volition, according to my own experiences in my life, and two, it was about standing up for my own integrity as a person as well."
But Andrew Bolt said the decision was a blow to freedom of speech.
"But this is a terrible day for free speech in this country. It is particularly a restriction on the freedom of all Australians to discuss multiculturalism and how people identify themselves."
On the topic of free speech, he has the support of federal opposition leader Tony Abbott.
"We should never do anything in this country which restricts the sacred principle of free speech. And free speech means the right of people to say what you don't like, not just the right of people to say what you do like."
The federal court found that Andrew Bolt's articles were not written in good faith and contained factual errors. Justice Bromberg said they contained inflammatory language and distortions of the truth. Another plaintiff, Anita Heiss, issued an online statement saying,
"I am pleased, although not surprised, with the judgment handed down today by Justice Bromberg in the Federal Court of Australia. I believe the result means that Australia will have a higher quality and more responsible media, and that to some degree the persecution of Aboriginal people in the press will be lessened."
Justice Bromberg told Andrew Bolt to apologise to the plaintiffs, saying if he doesn't, the justice will order the Herald Sun to print a correction.
Sarah Dingle reporting.